All right, we will now move into reports, and we will begin with the superintendent's report. Melissa?
Absolutely. I would just like to share that on Tuesday, June 10th, Erica and I met with somebody from the County Mental Health Board and a representative from Chestnut Health Services, Jamie Martins Perry. Chestnut's, I'm going to give you the highlights of our conversation. Chestnut offers a comprehensive scope of behavioral health and human services in Illinois and Missouri, from drug and alcohol addiction treatment facilities to primary care, medical homes to a research institute. But how they impact schools is their ability to partner with school districts to provide video treatment sessions with a licensed therapist. This would allow us to bring a broader range of mental health support into our schools as a way to shorten the wait time that families are currently experiencing, which we have heard is approximately 3 months or longer with local providers. This means that the assessment process and treatment plan can be established and put in place sooner. We have the opportunity to have a therapist from Chestnut take on a caseload of approximately 40 to 45 students. We would target grades 2 and up due to the virtual format of this service. Our building social workers would very likely, we have not talked about this with them yet, it could fall to our student services department or building administrators. That'll be part of the decision making once we have more information. But in other schools, it is the social worker that serves as the point person in terms of making a referral and assisting with the continuity of care and scheduling. So we are also working and speaking with NAMI on this, as well as a future conversation with the Milton Township Mental Health Board to discuss with them an opportunity for grant subsidizing an offset of this investment through Chestnut. So next steps, we are waiting for an agreement to be provided by Chestnut for our consideration. We will then have council review the agreement. If the board supports this plan and approves the funding, which at the high end would be $49,500 annually, Chestnut then begins the search for a licensed clinician for us for the 22-23 school year. Again, that $49,500 would be offset by any funds that the County Mental Health Board can secure and allocate to us. Again, this is something for consideration. This has not been agreed upon. What this allows us to do is to build, in addition to school services, it allows us to start to build a more therapeutic approach to students and families while they are in that wait list period where currently they receive nothing. So some benefits are that students with genuine mental health needs will be seen by a licensed therapist as per the individual treatment plan. We have the opportunity to shorten the waiting period for families to have their child evaluated and treatment started. Once space opens up with a local provider, the family would have the option to switch from virtual through Chestnut to in-person through their specific provider. Families would not be billed for Chestnut services. Once they transition to a private provider, they would work through their own billing, insurance, or payment issues. Chestnut has the ability to maintain services throughout the summer if this is a route that we go. Chestnut takes care of all of the consents and required paperwork. Chestnut can also host a 30-minute What Is This Service virtual presentation to walk people through how this looks and what it can deliver on. Again, this would be one step in developing a comprehensive plan to address mental health, which is very different from social-emotional learning that we do in the context of learning and in our school day. The ultimate goal is to provide a support structure that reduces the amount of learning time that is disrupted due to mental health issues for our students and to give access to a higher level of supports and services. When kids miss learning, it creates other challenges that often escalate issues such as anxiety. So when I have that agreement and I have a timeline for speaking at the township, the county level mental health board, I'll keep the board informed and bring it back again for further conversation. I just wanted the board to know where we're at in trying to build a more comprehensive approach to mental health. one piece of it. You absolutely can ask questions.
So will those services then happen at the school, or will they happen at the home?
Yes. So they would happen at school. Scheduling would be done in cooperation with, you know, either a social worker, somebody in the office, so that we would do the best scheduling we could so that it was optimal for kids to miss a 30-minute time slot, 20-minute time slot during the day, which is very similar to how it works when related services and other things get scheduled, is you try to not take kids out of their most important core experiences. Again, something we would be looking at is to try and contract directly with some providers outside of the school day. That is something that NAMI is hoping they could help us secure, but this is a different type of a step, something that could be part of our comprehensive plan, and a place to start. Again, one of the priorities that we've heard, or one of the frustrations that we've heard from families, is this very long wait period, and that this would be something that we could offer in the interim.
And I guess, logistically speaking, requires a new space, right? Or a space that previously wasn't being used for that. And do we see that we have that space? And
because they're one-on-one virtual sessions, you know, we'd be looking at, you know, again, I hate to say that we've taken administrative spaces when we needed to, but when we have to, you know, we have some small spaces for one student to be able to do this virtually, and we know that the kids have the technology tools and access to be able to do this.
And you said it would start at what age?
Second grade up. Which is absolutely in our prerogative where and when we start, if we go this route, but that was just a recommendation from Chestnut of what's working well, is that for kids under that would not be the optimal format for therapy, because this would be therapy, you know, which is very different than how school-related services people...
Right, yeah, that was my question. It certainly works for some kids.
Yes. And this is totally with parent consent. There's a referral made. It is not up to the school to decide whether a parent takes up this opportunity or not. And it is totally between Chestnut Health, the provider, and the parent, whether the parent is going to participate. We're out of it. We're just kind of a mechanism to help people access something while they're on, you know, a wait list for a local provider.
Are there other questions about this?
Okay. The next item that I have is recognition of our student board members. Today could be the last meeting for Amana and Angela, and so I wanted to take a minute to thank both of our student board members for their leadership this year. Each of them should be extremely proud of the commitment that they have sustained in bringing student voice to the board table. When their peers were off having fun, they were here, and they devoted their time to serving others. So on behalf of everyone in District 41, I want to wish them both the best at Clinvard West. We hope that you will continue to aspire to leadership opportunities and find ways to always elevate student voice. We have a little something to show our appreciation, and I hope that every time you look at it, it gives you fond memories of your time in District 41 and your service on the board. And then last but certainly not least, I would like to take a minute to thank Dr. Katie McCluskey, who's sitting behind her flowers there, for her years of service to District 41. Tonight is Katie's last board meeting before she heads off to lead her own district. There are a couple of thoughts that I would like to share with Katie and with the community about Katie, so please bear with me. Katie's work, commitment, and passion for what she does often goes unnoticed because she leads with great humility and from a place of service to others. She has been a pioneer, a cheerleader, and a champion for District 41. There has never been 1 minute of one day when Katie has not given 210% to the students, staff, and families in District 41. I know that the people in Bensenville saw her value throughout the interview process and every day since then. You will do great things there, Katie, because that's who you are. On behalf of everyone in District 41, please accept my sincere appreciation. I hope that we can continue to start and end our days on the phone, maybe not every day as I do to you now, but that we can continue to work together just in a different way as colleagues, as you begin this incredible journey into the superintendency. You leave behind an incredible legacy in District 41, and for that you should be extremely proud. Thank you, Katie, for everything.
Katie, but she's staying behind the
And this was not to put her on the spot to say anything. This was a thank you to her.
So I'm not going to say anything, Katie, unless she wants to listen. But you wouldn't mind if maybe a few of us said anything else, would you? Would you say, as board president, and as someone who's been on the board now for a little while, I have always appreciated the time that we've had to have really good, thoughtful conversations about some really challenging issues having to do with instruction. I think the performance of our students and the district really speaks quite efficiently, quite loudly, for the good work that you have done, again, under some really difficult conditions in the last couple of years. And it's a little bittersweet to say goodbye to you, but this is the next step in your journey, and you have earned it, and I'm sure you're going to do a great job in that role, and you're leaving behind a real solid foundation. So thank you. Thank you so much. Any other comments?
Can't do better than that, but I just want to say thank you. I really enjoyed getting to know you and working with you, and incredibly excited for you, and excited for Bensonville. I think that they're very lucky to have you, so best of luck, and we'll miss you, but thank you for all that you've done for D41.
Okay.
Yeah,
Jill? You're done. I also wanted to say thank you. You have, from my perspective, have led with intelligence and grace and humor, and you have great shoes to fill. And I wish you well, and I'm here for I don't know why, but good luck, and do more great things.
Okay. In fairness, Katie, I didn't tell the board we were doing this, so they didn't have any chance to prepare what they were going to say.
Oh, we need no time.
Genuine is always better.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Martelli.
So, yes, I just want to say thank you from the board seat and also as a colleague. The last 2 years we've worked together, I've learned so much from you, and you've always welcomed the conversations that we've had, some quite lengthy, but you've challenged my thinking, and it's been good to have those discussions, and it's made me a better leader myself. So thank you for those, and I look forward to continuing to have those, even while you're invincible. So that's a plot to you. Anyone else? Ms. Lowe.
I'd say thank you, but I'd like to serve the different you. I don't know if people really understand how much I respect Katie and the tireless work that she has put into this district. To say that I'm disappointed that she's leaving is probably an understatement. I've worked pretty close with Katie on a variety of different things, and her knowledge base, her professionalism, I can go on to the positive attributes, but I think the best attribute that she has is her humility and her ability to take criticism, move forward in a direction that she thinks is best, whether it's her idea or not. I think this district would be a different place without you, Katie. I'm going to miss you, but you're going to do a hell of a job in this
spell. All right. I'm down. You don't have to say a word, Katie.
So I wish you luck, but you don't need it. your new district is very fortunate, and what I wish for you is to have a really good time there.
Nice. Okay, thank you. All right, we will now move to maybe slightly less celebratory board reports, but let's see what we can bring up. Board members, do we have board reports this evening? Jessica.
And this is celebratory, maybe not as much, but it's scholarship season, and so I just wanted to shout out to the PTAs of District 41 who gave out over $3,000 in scholarships for D41 alumni. Maggie Myers will be attending Augustana and studying vocal education. She is an alum of Ben Franklin and Hadley. And Aaron Siski, and I might have butchered that name, I apologize, but he is going to COD to study construction management and is an alum of Forest Glen and Hadley. And I also work with the PEP Foundation, which is the Partnership for Educational Progress, and they had over 33 scholarship recipients receiving over $26,000 in scholarships. So thank you so much to the community who gave for those kinds of things, and best of luck to the students who received those in their future endeavors. Also, D41 Kids continues to register students for their summer musical. This is the inaugural year of doing the summer musical. It's for all students up to eighth grade. And I'm told even if you don't attend D41, but you're in our area, you can register for the program. We are also seeking sponsors for the program, so you can go to the d41kids.org website to look for that if you'd like to help sponsor that musical. Our performances will be August 4th, 5th, and 6th. And we recently, the D41 Kids Foundation also recently finished a sale of a future freshman bundle. I believe it was a t-shirt and a yard sign, and maybe something else. For our graduating 8th graders heading to Glenbard West, and that was very successful. So I want to thank everyone on the D41 Kids, especially shout out to Marta Skarleski, who has done a lot of these recent fundraisers. So, more to come from the D41 Kids Foundation and PEP Foundation as we're meeting over the summer. For PEP, it is our 30th anniversary year coming up, so we'll be hosting a PEP rally sometime in the fall for PEP. Pretty clever.
Very good. Anyone else?
Jess? A couple of weeks ago, I attended the Abraham Lincoln PTA meeting, just like the month before, when our farmer reported that they're really, really busy, they're still really, really busy. They're still squeezing more things in at the end of the year. I think they still have an Olympic Day coming up, class picnics. They just got a mascot uniform. What's it? Yeah, the Lincoln Leopards. And I think there's some sort of naming contest going on with that. As I mentioned earlier, also that's 2 weeks ago, I attended the Hadley Jazz Band concert. I really enjoyed that. The week before that, I attended the Hadley Orchestra concert, where I was able to see our student board member perform. I enjoyed all three of those concerts. And maybe one of them a little bit more than all three. The other two.
Thank you, Ted. Good service. Very good service. Others?
On Saturday, Dr. Bruner and I were able to attend the community engagement session and board coffee, and I was really grateful for all those that came out and shared their insight and concerns, and really we had some good conversation, so appreciated all of that.
This weekend is the Ben Franklin Drama Program. What is it called? Ben Franklin on Broadway. Saturday, Sunday.
Ben Franklin on Broadway?
Yeah.
There you go.
Saturday, they just sold out theater tickets for Sunday.
Please take a look at that.
I'm just making sure I knew the name of the name. Little time. The name of the program. I just saw the email Saturday, sold out.
Oh, wow. All right. Theater tickets going hot. you know, the resale market. I just to add, it was great on Saturday to be at Forest Glen, and I did want to thank the community members who came out of Valley that they're watching this evening, but really thoughtful questions. Great conversations. I mean, these are sessions I encourage people to go to because you get a chance to have a conversation, to dig into information, and you can talk to one another as community members. You can talk to particularly a district representative or the consultants that we've hired. But you really get a chance to better understand the work that we're doing in these engagements, and now we're moving into phase two. And I did want to also acknowledge both Erica Cribill and Dr. Kaskowski, who attend these sessions, who aren't just there to supervise or be official reps, but they answer questions. They become part of the conversation, and when you have an opportunity to listen to Dr. Kay and Erica, really engage with the community, and really understand why this board has such strong support for our superintendent and for our cabinet, because you see them in action when you have an opportunity to really use their skills. It's very impressive. You walk away inspired, going, wow, that was an interesting conversation. Where did we go with that information? So, very well done. So, thank you.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Can I further plug those with the dates for people? If you happen to take a picture of my postcard at home, can I further plug these sessions and give people the dates?
Yeah,
the one was the other day. The next one is Wednesday, May 18th at 6:30, and that one takes place at Hadley Junior High, right here. Then Tuesday, May 24th at 6:30 at Abraham Lincoln, and then Thursday, May 26th at 6:30 is virtual. You can go to d41.org/sessions to RSVP and attend the session of your choice.
I encourage you to do it. I know I have 41. Okay, wonderful. So then we will now turn to our student board members. There may be some reports or maybe goodbye. Let's see what we get. Angela, you can grab the mic.
On May 6th, we had a student council planned after-school carnival in the gyms at Hadley. There were games, prizes, as well as a DJ. The event was a huge success, and from what I saw, everyone seemed to be having a great time. This was the last student council planned activity at Hadley for the year, and I definitely think that we ended up on a high note. As the year ends, we're also wrapping up with other after-school activities. The track conference will be held this Wednesday, and it also marks the end of track for the year. Best of luck to all members. There's also been a lot going on with the music department lately. We just had our Hadley Orchestra concerts, as well as the 6th and 7th grade band concerts. The 8th grade band concert and all choir concerts will be held this week, and I'm eager to see what songs they've had prepared.
Thank you, Angela. Sure, why not? You might as well.
I mean, not to brag, but that student council event, it kind of sold out all 200 tickets, so that was fun.
Whoa.
But thank you for this opportunity. This is going to be my last meeting, but I'm just really grateful for it. Thank you to everyone who helped me receive the opportunity, and to everyone who made it so memorable. I'm just really grateful for it, so thank you.
Thank you both. All right, we will then move to discussion, and we have two items. Our first is the technology purchase. We're talking about the Promethean panel, and Andrew, you previewed this a while back, so you're up.
Yes. So this shouldn't take us too long. We've been having this conversation most of the year. As you know, we started way back in the fall. Looking at what our next technology in the classroom would be to replace the smart boards. Back in January, we made a request to the board to go ahead and purchase 18 panels, Promethean panels, to launch with our proof of concept group, which, by the way, I have to just put a plug in. They've been an amazing group across all the buildings. They've worked through just getting them out there, helping us figure out the best way to do that. They've given us great, valuable insights. So I just really want to make sure I said in front of the board how wonderful that proof of concept group has been, that the building principals helped select within their building. So they chose a great group of people to work with us. So we're at that point where we feel confident that we're ready to move forward with that full transition and replacement of the smart boards with the Promethean panels. We have been working with Pace, who was the vendor that we went and bought the original 18 panels from, and continue to work on the quoting, as you see laid out in the board report. And one of the reasons that we feel confident we're ready to go is we have the funds available. I know Eric can help if there's questions, but part of the funds that we carved out from SR3 funds were set aside to make sure we had funds available to do that. So we want to leverage those while we have those funds available to us. We need 194 panels after walking the buildings and all the spaces, working with building administrators, and we identify all the classrooms and all the learning spaces that need those panels. And identify the sizes, whether or not they need to be on the walls, or the majority of the standard is going to be on a cart, like we discussed, but there are a few spaces where the walls and the small classrooms make sense to mount them. They'll still have the ability to raise up and down. They just won't have the mobility because of the very small nature of the rooms. It will enlist Dave's team in Buildings and Grounds to help with this project, because when we pull those panels, the current smart boards off the walls, there might need some repair to whiteboards or rooms that may not have full whiteboards. Dave's team will be assisting in that process. So it'll be a joint effort with Buildings and Grounds and tech department to fully get this implemented. So as you can see in the report, the targeted amount is about $700,000 to fully put all these in there. And I use the word about because some of the shipping and freight costs will vary about and come exact when we do get them received. And the reason we want to go with this summer is a multiple reason. One of those is so we can work with Dave and his team and their schedule over the summer, so that my team can work within our schedule and with the funds being available. I did not outline in the plan, but we are working on how to get PD out to the staff, leveraging a combination of our Promethean or proof of concept team, as well as using Promethean themselves to provide training and get enough training in the staff's hands to be able to use it day one, and then how to progress that moving forward to move that and get advanced training. And then there's also online availability of training as well. So getting all those pieces together, we're still finalizing dates and times, so that's why I didn't outline it within that. But we do have a plan, and we're getting that put in place. So that's the gist of that.
Thank you, Andrew. Any questions for Andrew? We obviously have been discussing this, and we know a lot about it. But any other questions that you didn't have a chance to ask?
The only question I had, Andrew, you just answered. Just about the PD and how we're going to roll that out with staff.
Yep. That Promethean proof of concept team, they've been amazing, and we're going to continue to leverage them so we can utilize opportunities within the class or within the buildings to get that directed PD in times that are available, and also provide opportunities directly from Promethean. So.
And is this an expansion of the panels that you said you locked the space? Are we basically a one-for-one replacement, or are we also kind of going into some new spaces?
Pretty much one-to-one. There are a small number of rooms, a couple of conference rooms, or other spaces that we don't have smart boards in, that the principal said, you know what, it would be great to have this as a learning space that's fully functional. Is they use it that way? They just don't have the full functionality of a smart board now. So we had that conversation, and with the funds being available, we didn't go on looking for tons of spaces, but identified where those are occurring anyway. So to do that, one of the goals is we're not pulling all the projectors out immediately. We're just removing the smart boards. So teachers will have the projectors until either they fail or we run out of our backup supply of bulbs for the projector. So we'll let those just kind of naturally phase out. So teachers have time to transition with both projector and the Promethean panels.
And not to put you on the spot, but so if you can't answer this, that's fine, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Go for it.
Is there something from the pilot group that you could highlight that that came to the surface that they were really excited about with the Promethean panels that they can't currently do with their smart boards? Just kind of talking about.
Sure. I think one of the things is just the flexibility it's going to provide by making the standard to be on a cart. is as we start to transition more and more back into normal that they were used to before the pandemic with their classrooms, and be able to re-envision how the rooms are set up with their flexible seating. Now they can re-envision and start to incorporate, you know what, my smart board's not on the wall, it's going to be in a cart, how can I really do that? And a number of our teachers have really embraced that already and started to move that around the room and say, you know what, I've got two teaching spaces with my projector, with my panel, I got my whiteboard back, and it really is reinvigorating their vision of their room. And I think that's just going to snowball and say, you know what, now I'm going to incorporate the Chromebooks and all of that. And it just kind of adds some of that reinvigorated energy with the one-to-one devices and incorporating it more into their rooms.
All right, and we have one other discussion, and that's on supplemental pay. And we'll get a mic to Marcy.
Yes, so the supplemental pay committee met a few weeks ago, it was now, and discussed activities for next year from proposals that were submitted. There are two proposals moving forward. One is the Yarn Club, which would be a group four activity, and the other is adding a second sponsor to the Digital Media Club, which is already existing. It would just be adding another adult to that club, and that would also be another group four activity. These clubs would be in exchange for clubs that are currently not running, so it wouldn't be in addition to the budget. It would just be an exchange of one club for another club, and it would just give some more opportunities for students after school to participate in different kind of clubs other than sports or anything more academic kind of things after school. The Yarn Club and the Digital Media Club kind of give kids a different outlet.
Very good. Board, any questions or comments about that?
Can you remind me, who makes the supplemental pay proposals for the new?
The teachers that want to be the sponsors.
Gotcha. And, like, Yarn Club is already happening this year, so...
So when it's a new club, it runs for a year without the sponsor getting paid, so we can get a baseline data of the amount of students that are coming, interest, if it's going to cost money, that kind of stuff. And then the second year, they submit the proposal to them, to the supplemental pay committee for approval based on what they've learned from the year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, then let's move to the action items. Consent agenda first. Are there any items board members would like to remove from the consent agenda? Considered separately. Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve the consent agenda, which includes the personnel report with employment recommendations, administrative compensation, union and exempt compensation, resignations, retirements, and terminations as noted, the April financial reports as noted on the meeting agenda, and the open and closed session meeting minutes of April 18th and May 2nd, 2022, as presented.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call, Ms. Moe.
Mr. Estes?
Yes.
Mrs. Buttermore?
Yes.
Mrs. Cyan?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Robach?
Yes.
Dr. Martelli?
Yes.
Dr. Broom?
Yes. Thank you. There are now some recommendations we need to. And the first one up is the appointment of the school district treasurer. And this one always causes me a blink. I realize it's kind of a quirky thing, but we need a motion to approve the resolution appointing Eric DeBoer as the school treasurer, almost called the chancellor. School treasurer for District 41 has presented.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, Mrs. Buck.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Mrs. Saya? Dr. Martelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Yes.
Mr. Estes?
Yes.
Mr. Lobach?
Yes.
Dr. Bruno?
Yes. Second item is the additional mental health support at Hadley for the 22-23 school year. May I have a motion to approve the request for an additional one FTE social worker at Hadley for the 22-23 school year as presented?
Motion.
Second. Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Vasquez?
Yes.
Mr. Wilbach?
Yes.
Dr. Martelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Syed?
Yes.
Dr. Bruno?
Yes. Third item is to approve technology, which is the Promethean panel purchase. May I have a motion to authorize the purchase from Pace Inc. with a one-time payment of $709 for hardware and software and professional services for Promethean panel purchase from the 22-23 technology budget as outlined in the report.
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion. All right, roll call.
Dr. Martelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Syed?
Yes.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Yes.
Mr. Estes?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Wilbach?
Yes.
Dr. Rudo?
Yes. Fourth item is the strategic plan community mailing. May I have a motion to approve printing and mailing of the 22-27 strategic plan to all households in District 41 boundaries, with costs not to exceed $11,000 to be paid from the communication professional services budget and the superintendent professional services budget as outlined in the board report.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion? I just wanted to note that I think this is a very, very sound idea to communicate to everyone in the community, not just parents, but to others who live within our boundaries about the work of the district and plans of the district going forward. So it's a well done document. Thank you. All right, roll call.
Dr. Martone?
Yes.
Mr. Wilbach?
Yes.
Mrs. Syed?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Estes?
Yes.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Yes.
Dr. Bruno?
Yes. And finally, a food service request for proposal. May I have a motion to authorize Assistant Superintendent for Finance, Facilities, and Operations, Eric Porter, to execute a three-year contract commencing with the 22-23 school year with Quest Food Management Services, LLC, as outlined in the board report.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is super exciting. That proposal looked really in-depth, and I like how it's incentive-based so that they try to increase participation by having good-tasting food. And we have a child who will eat anything, so she eats them all and loves it, but I have another one who won't eat anything, and I have to make her lunch every day, so I look forward to seeing what they can do.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm super excited as well. This is a big project. You know, I talked to a lot of people about this. It's a big shift for District 41, and I think we're fortunate to have a very attractive proposal that came in from Quest. And I'm excited about the next chapter, which is really, you know, getting some marketing communication out to our families and our parents to let them know what's coming so we can ramp up that participation, because I think you're absolutely spot on. We're going to see an improvement, and it's going to be better for kids. So I'm excited as well. Thanks for bringing something up.
Yeah, and they're going to be using our kitchens, so that's kind of cool too.
I'm still kind of amazed by that. I don't know if you all know this, but we did a mandatory pre-bid meeting right here at Hadley. And the point of one of the biggest questions I had going into this was our kitchen space going to be adequate? And not only was it described as adequate, it's actually better than what many smaller districts have. So anxious to see that up and running as well. I think there's probably going to be some exciting times ahead, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And just looking ahead 3 years for the, think about the farm to school program.
I can't stress how excited they are to work with us. Because I mentioned, you know, expanding the menu, some of the different offerings, and they're like, hey, we can't wait to make that happen. So.
Well, and I saw the education piece that they're supposed to educate the kids about nutrition.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
It's really part of the what they call kind of their kickoff initiative, where they're going to start, you know, providing information for our students to learn more about, you know, what's available to them. So, you know, speaking as the father of two middle schoolers, I can't wait to see what they produce here, because my kids might get a copy at home as well, too. So.
Well, This may be the most exciting report from this report event.
Really? She's going to talk about food.
The one where he made a lot of money on investments was also very good.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one, too.
Yeah. Eric, would you say it's probably the only non-contentious item that we consistently hear from everybody? Better quality food, more choices, hands down.
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of the number one comments you hear from parents when you talk to them. So.
And the kids.
Yeah, and the kids. Absolutely. Good point.
Okay, great. Mrs. Miller, roll call.
Mrs. Bottomer.
Yes.
Mr. Elsies.
Yes.
Mrs. Diane.
Yes.
Mrs. Sale.
Yes.
Dr. Martelli.
Yes.
Mr. Robach.
Yes.
Dr. Bruno.
Yes. Okay. We move on to board governance, learning together. Does anyone have anything they would like to discuss under board governance?
I do.
Oh, okay.
No one else wants to go first. The IASB resolution time has come again, so welcome. And so they are due June 22nd. And we have one more meeting on June 20th before that. And I have an idea that I wanted to run past you all. And if you would like to help me work on it, or if you think it's a terrible idea, tell me that too. But I would welcome a picky editor or a brainstormer or whatever. But my original idea is to make a resolution to like advocate to state government, to the governor and the legislators, to create a grant fund for capital projects. And even for our may or may not happen project, it'll be too late, but there will be other districts that will be also growing and that will also be running out of space or will need to update or fix or build new. And we know how school financing works because of Eric's very exciting financial presentations. And we know that it's always a little tight, right? So they have done these in the past. The last one was in 1997, and I don't know where you were then, but that was a long time ago in my life. So that is my idea, is to propose a capital project fund from the state of Illinois. And I wish I had written down the number, but it was a lot of money last time I went through. It's just been like, I don't know, 25 years.
I think you're correct me if I'm wrong.
When we last talked, so the state every year asks this information about what your capital needs are. It's been so underfunded for so long that they're backdated.
I want to say it's early 2000s, like 2006-ish, where a number of districts were approved, and it still hasn't been appropriated by the state legislation. So state legislators. So it's a great idea, and there's been a lot of dialogue this spring about re-energizing this program and possibly funding it, so I'm very hopeful, but I'm also very skeptical.
I totally understand that, and I sort of am all into screaming into the void, even if the void just sucks up and it's nothing. But I think it's worth an ask. They can, and maybe, probably, will say no, but we know that it's needed, and we know that it could help all the districts in the state. And IASB has like a list of things they want you to abide by when you talk about a resolution. Well, we want it to match our, you know, ideals or whatever they call them. And they've got like a list of six or seven of them, and like two of them are very clearly related to this. So anyway, if you guys are all game for this, I will be happy to do the research and the reading. And if one of you would like to edit it, I would welcome you.
I'm happy to edit it. Will you also resubmit your gun resolution, not changing the age?
I would suggest no, and I'm open to your input also, but my reason for saying that is not that I no longer think it's a good idea. It is that it has been put in front of the delegate assembly twice, and both times they have voted it down, and even if they were to vote miraculously yes, this year, I feel like with that history, it would be unlikely to get on the IASB's platform, which is what eventually makes it to, you know, a bird, you know, whatever, bug in somebody's ear. So I don't think that's the right metaphor anyway, but I don't think it would do any good. is kind of the long and the short of it. Even if it passed, like, they look at the history of other similar resolutions and whether they passed or failed. And so I think it's sort of a non-starter at this point.
There's no way to get more grassroots support on that.
I mean, I know that grassroots organizations are working on it. I don't know that the state legislature is working on it. I sort of, like, not pay attention. There's been a lot of other things happening in the world lately, but I know, obviously, a few things, too, but I don't have the most updated information. I'm happy to look for it and find it for you.
Well, it's a great resolution. I'd love to see it sometime. Maybe we need to build more support for it.
Well, we can all, you know, call our state legislators, too. I don't know.
So how do you all feel? Do you have largely split of dealing things in the green lines and just give you a chance to voice with a little bit?
Thank you.
Very good. All right.
Thank you, Julia. No, I wasn't
gonna write it, I just need someone to fix it. And you should note that you are the board's rep to the IASB, so this is consistent actually with what you're asked to do.
Right, that's my agreement. Thank you.
All right, we've got upcoming meetings, Julie mentioned, in June 20th, regular board meeting here in Adelaide, and then we have a regular board meeting scheduled on July 6th. Also here in Adelaide. Are there any items to be considered for as a future agenda item? Okay, and may I have a motion to adjourn to closed session to confidentially discuss Section 2C, the employment compensation, disciplinary performance, or dismissal of specific employees, including hearing testimony on the complaint lodged against an employee determined disability. 2, collecting negotiating matters between the school board and its employees, or their representative, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. And 14, discussion of minutes of meeting lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act, but for purposes of school board approval of minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes as required by the Act.
Motion.
Any discussion? Roll call, Mrs. Hope.
Mrs. Buttermer?
Yes.
Mr. Rossi?
Yes.
Mrs. Hill?
Yes.
Mrs. Syed?
Yes.
Mr. Lobach?
Yes.
Dr. Martelli?
Yes.
Dr. Broom?
Yes. The board will not be taking any action after closed session. This will conclude the open meeting for everyone.